Good day, my ladies.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Joining you live from the car.
Yeah, our favourite place.
Yeah.
Feels like this is where we spend most of our time. Yeah. Pardon me. Sorry. oh, God. Sorry, everybody. I feel like that's where we spend most of our time together in the car.
We do, really.
I feel like I spend most of my life in my
Honestly,
car.
Honestly, I was stood up yesterday. And Harry's dad went, do you want to sit down? I was like, no. I was like, please. I feel like I've been sat down all day. Honestly. But yeah. Shall we get started?
Yep. So what would you want this?
This week, I want to get my headstand in yoga.
Nice.
I feel like it's a real sense of achievement once I've got it, and I'm just not quite there yet, but I'm we've been quite consistent with yoga recently.
Very consistent.
So yeah. I'm hoping I can get my headstand. I can do it against a wall. When you take the wall away, fumble like a sack of shit, honestly. But it's all right.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Halfway there.
Yeah.
I feel like though we're going to become less inconsistent with yoga for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry, all my texts are coming through on my laptop. Because I'm away this week, Em's away next week.
Yeah, busy ladies.
Yeah, busy. My one this week is for an all-year-round tan.
Wow, yeah.
I just
wish
that's
the dream.
Was the kind of person who was always tan.
Yeah.
I got a bit of fake tan on now, and it's kind of like the residue of it, like, you know, the last bit.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it. I'm just loving. What I love is when I take my jumper off at work, my arms are tanned.
Yeah.
That's what I love. The fact that I know nobody else is looking at my arms being like, wow, they're really tanned, or wow, Eliza's arms are pale. No one's thinking that, but I just like looking down at my arms and seeing a bit of a glow.
Appreciate
a little
it,
bit
yeah.
of a brown tan.
Are you gonna re-fake tan before you go away?
No. I mean, it's not super sunny it's like I'm going to Malaga, guys, and I'm going Saturday morning, come back Tuesday early afternoon, and it's like 17 degrees, 18 degrees.
Lovely.
With a bit of sun. It's gonna rain potentially on the Monday. Like, the weather's good, but it's not really, like, probably won't be lying on a sunbed.
Yeah.
You know, oh, sorry, sniffed right into the microphone. So that's that. So I mean, I'm probably gonna try and scrape my tan off tonight.
Yeah.
But I don't really want it to leave my body, so
fair enough.
Yeah, I'm quite enjoying it.
But that would be lovely, wouldn't it? An all year round tan.
Yeah. I'd like for my freckles to be out all year round.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be enjoyable. What's your obsession?
What's my obsession? My obsession this week is Ray. I've just had her on before you got in the car.
Yes.
Just been listening to it all the time. Really been enjoying it. And she's been on my TikTok a lot. Her performing. So I've just really been loving watching Ray at the minute.
Yeah, lovely. I've been obsessed with summer clothes.
Nice.
On Pinterest. I've just been enjoying scrolling on Pinterest and looking at some different, like, summer outfits.
Yes, we were saying this the other day, we need to start incorporating colour into our work outfits.
Yeah.
Eliza is here in a pink and orange jumper, so take that box straight away, really.
Trainers.
I'm in black and white, so still got room for improvement.
I think it does depend, though. Like, what I've learned to do over the past year, I remember I saw a TikTok, I feel like I sent it to you, and it was like discussing, it was just this girl, and she like had this outfit on, this really cool, like, kind of like, you know, like diamond pattern jumper. Do you know which ones I mean? And it was like red and black, or red and grey, I think it was. And then she had some like colourful, like the trousers weren't anything special, like she had some colourful shoes on, loads of jewellery on. She was clearly like 20. But in an office job.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't let an office job kind of dull the way you dress.
Yeah.
Or like, if you want to dress a certain way, like, dress a certain way. And ever since then, I've really tried to wear what I would usually wear at home, just in the office.
Lovely.
Yeah. That was a long-winded way
to... No, I think that's very nice.
I think it's just when you're like, because we're around 40-year-olds, it's quite easy to get in the habit of wearing a plain colour palette sometimes.
Yeah, it's quite nice to zhuzh it up every now and then.
What's your recommend this week?
My recommend this week is the Mel Robbins podcast. I've told Liza about it so many times in the past couple of weeks. I just think it's great. I just needed a new podcast to listen to, and I wanted something that I could kind of listen to in the background but was also interesting. I was just bored of my podcast rotation, basically, and I stumbled across it, and I've really been enjoying it. I listened to an episode recently about how social media is stealing our attention, and I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah.
Would recommend if anyone needs a new podcast. The Mel Robbins podcast is a nice one.
Mm, that's a good one.
Yeah.
My recommend is to get your hair done.
Nice.
I got my hair done last week.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like a week ago, does it?
No.
Oh, look at that dog.
Oh, dog.
Yeah, so I would just really recommend getting your hair done.
Yeah.
I think even just a cut, it does just shape up your life. Like, I think you just kind of feel a bit fresh.
Yeah.
So, have you had your hair done? You're like, yeah, I have.
You've gone back brunette?
Yes, I have gone back brunette.
The red is gone?
Yeah, I've gone a bit brown again. Got a bit of blonde in just to warm it up, because I had to go quite a dark brown. But there is still, like, a reddy tinge and stuff in some lights, just because red's really hard to get rid of. I did know that when I dyed it red, but it's really difficult to get rid of, basically, long story short, so it takes a while, so the red will come back eventually. It will creep back in. But yeah, what's your dumb moment this week?
Well, I feel we have a collective dumb moment this week. We actually filmed this podcast episode.
Oh yes, I forgot about this.
On Saturday. Yeah. But we were absolute idiots. I don't know how we managed it.
Well, we
were doing a walk with us. Now, I think we spoke about this in the last podcast, that we wanted to do a walk with us.
Mm.
Now, the technicality of that is a lot more tricky than we came to think.
Yeah.
So Eliza was physically carrying her laptop as we were walking. And I fear the mistake we made, that shutting the lid paused the podcast.
Yeah.
Because Eliza sent it over to me and I was like, yeah, I'll have a listen. And on Tuesday night, I opened it up and I was like, Eliza, it's 44 seconds long.
I thought it was 44 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, it was 44 seconds long, and it was three separate snippets. The first one where we were setting up and going, hi everyone, yeah, da, 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 and then it cuts out. And then it comes back on after we'd picked up our Costa, and then it shut back down. And then, I can't remember what the last clip was. We must have stopped and started again at one point. But it was a real rookie error on that one.
Yeah, it was. That's why this one's a bit late. Sorry, everyone.
And then, it's just... And it was quite hilarious, really.
Yeah, we've been busy this week because Em's been at home.
Yeah.
Working from home. So it was like we couldn't even... Long story short, logistics didn't work out.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe that. That was really annoying.
Yeah.
I was really excited about the walk.
Yeah, so was I. It was a great episode as well. Yeah.
I wonder I might try and find an adapter. Because basically, guys, why we have to use the laptop is because with the microphones, something... This little piece goes into my laptop so that we can... record it and use the microphones linked up, essentially.
Yeah.
Jeez. Bollocks, I forgot my laptop again.
Oh.
Really annoying, just remembered. Anyway,
Do you want me to finish it off?
Yeah, please.
The mic adapter is a USB, in effect.
Yes, yeah.
So it goes into the laptop, it doesn't quite go into our phone, so we can't walk with our phones attached to the microphone.
But I might try and find an adapter.
Yeah. That would be fabulous. And then we can just play it, have it on our phones.
Yeah.
And that also would mean you wouldn't have to bring a laptop when we're doing a drive with us as well.
Yeah. A few times I've left it in Emily's car for like a week.
Yeah.
Because I just forgot it and then haven't seen her.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Have you got another dumb moment, or are we just taking that one as a group hit?
None spring to mind.
No. Fair enough, fair enough.
Probably have got some. I feel like I especially always have a dumb moment. Like, well, I don't know, I think it's something in my blood. Just a bit. Anyway, song of the week.
Life goes on.
LIFEGOESON.
Now the name is not coming to me, but you know the disco song that goes, dance on.
She's gone.
Dance on.
Did you go there?
I just kind of flicked the end of
Lovely.
Not too much of a girl. Not too much of my girl.
Lovely.
But yeah, just been really vibing to a bit of Disclosure recently. And when that one comes on, Wow.
She's a good one.
She's
a proper dancer. Yeah. Mine's Die Trying by Party Next Door, Drake and Yeba.
Yes, you have been liking that one.
I have, yeah. It's just something about him, just like a little boogie, chill boogie. Just
yeah.
Like shimmying shoulders, lovely.
I need to get onto the album, I think.
Yeah, that's the only song I've listened to. Yeah.
Because there's that Nokia song that's been floating around.
Yeah, I did listen to that briefly at the start, but wasn't quite what I was looking for.
Right.
I think I wanted something chill and it's quite or I wanted something that and it's quite chill. One or the other, I can't remember which way around it was.
Okay.
But when I was listening to it, I wasn't really feeling it, so I swiftly turned it off. Alrighty, I'm just going to pause. So guys, we're going to discuss hobbies.
We are.
Because I feel like we need to, I want to develop some.
Yeah, I feel like life can get a bit boring. Particularly this time of year, I feel like it's a bit of a lull. You know, Christmas has passed. You've gone into January. January is a shit month and we just deal with that. But February, March, you're like, what the hell do I do now? Mm. And you end up having the same week over and over again.
Yeah.
I said to you last week, doesn't it? I feel like every Monday is exactly the same.
Yeah, just another manic Monday.
So I think rotating some hobbies into our lives is going to be revolutionary.
I was reading last week, guys.
Yes, sorry.
Did you bring the book?
Yes, I did.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Yes, so because we said, obviously, Emily's goal was to read one book a month.
Yeah.
I read a book in January.
Yeah.
That was Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. It was December to January. It was an overlap. And didn't read in Feb. But I read this book within like 3 or 4 days. It was Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover. And it was so good. I would really recommend it. But I think reading is a lovely hobby.
It is a lovely hobby. I haven't told you. I did a U on Wednesday. Took my book to the gym.
What did you think of it? Oh, I don't think we've told the podcast.
No, we haven't.
So, guys, when I was reading Ugly Love, I was saying to Emily, because I've seen Sophia Tuxford from the Girls' Bathroom podcast, she takes her Kindle to the gym. I was like, you know what, I'd love to go to the gym with my book. I was telling Emily, and I was telling a woman at work, we were talking about logistics and stuff, and I went to the gym. Firstly, my gym was closed on the evening I went to, so I had to drive 20 minutes to another gym, went to the gym, and I stood on the Stairmaster for 40 minutes and read my book, which is, I could never normally do more than 10.
Yeah, 40 minutes is
a long time. I was dripping in sweat, but I didn't even realise I was doing 40 minutes, which was the best part. I thought I was doing 5, looked up, 38 minutes, and I was like, oh my God. And then the next day, I did the exact same thing, and then I read on the treadmill as well.
Yeah.
I think it's such an enjoyable way to read, so tell us what happened.
You know what, I was just inspired, and I've been looking at screens all day working from home, and I was like, I need to get out. It was raining, and I was like, I need to go to the gym. But I was like, but I can't. I need, like, my mind is just too screen heavy at the minute.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to take my book, do an Eliza, and I went on the treadmill for 35 minutes and read my book. And
Enjoyable, honestly, isn't it?
It is multitasking at its finest.
Yeah.
Because I felt so productive when I left that gym.
Yeah.
I popped myself on a treadmill right in the corner. Didn't really lift my head up and had a fabulous time.
Mm. I know, I thought.
We really should have put that as our recommend, but here's a bonus.
What we need now is read at the gym. We went to the gym together and read our books.
Yes.
That would be nice.
Would we look potentially a little bit sad, stood next to each other in silence reading our books?
I think also we wouldn't be in silence, would we?
No.
Did we talk too much? We get too excited. Well, I get too excited.
But yeah, it is, it's really revolutionary.
Yeah, I think it's, I just think reading, especially like in the evening, when maybe you watch a little bit of TV, like I'll chat to my mum, maybe watch Love It or List It or Location, Location, Location.
Of course.
And then you go up to your bedroom and you're like, kind of want to have some downtime in bed, but I don't want to look at a screen because I've looked at a screen all day at work. And I think you kind of, then you're like, what, do I watch some TikToks? Like, I think I love TikTok. But I do find TikTok sometimes, I feel like I'm watching the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that interesting. So I find reading is a perfect way.
Yeah. It's a really nice thing to pick up. Sometimes it's just actually the physical getting the book out
picking it up.
Yeah.
Once you pick it up, I think you're sound.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened to me with Ugly Love. It'd been on my bedside table for about a month or two.
Yeah.
And I hadn't picked it up. And then as soon as I picked it up, I read it in 4 days.
Yeah, you did. Well, you did fly through it.
Yeah.
And so I brought you Verity to read next. Sticking on the Colleen Hoover theme. It is incredible. A little bit different to the regular Colleen Hoover, I must say.
Yes.
But rather enjoyable.
I'm excited.
It's a little bit battered, I do have to say. That's I think okay. I took it on holiday.
It's a well-loved book.
I think I took it to our girls' holiday,
yeah, you
actually.
Did take it to ballet, yeah.
The sun sometimes frays the edge of the book.
Yeah.
Oh, came with a go sign. Interesting.
Interesting. I know in the sun as well, if you leave your book in the sun, the glue of the pages disintegrates a little bit. Pages start to fall out.
Yeah.
It's happened to me quite a few times.
So yeah, it's a little bit battered, but she'll survive.
Perfect. I'm excited to read.
Yeah.
I really want it.
I really want to read.
I've still not read my tarot card book yet.
That's another hobby you need to pick
that's
up.
That's another hobby. The only thing I didn't fully think about was I've now got two tarot card reading books. I've got a stack of cards. But to read someone's book, read someone's cards, I'd have to pick a card, find it in my book.
Yeah.
It's not, because I obviously don't know what all the cards mean.
Yeah.
And I won't for some time. It's quite a long, guys watching. It's quite a long process to read someone's cards at the moment.
And I don't think it's too bad because it's, you know, you just have a skim through the book. Is there an index page at the front that can direct you to the card?
Probably, yeah.
Have you had a look yet?
I've looked through the book, okay. But I haven't seen an index page.
That would be ideal, really.
No, because I read my own cards.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
Yes, I was like, ooh, let's have a little read.
So, do you want to fill us in on your next extreme hobby thought?
Yes. Guys, I'm thinking of becoming a licensed skydiver.
I mean, insane, but go for it.
Reason A, or reason one, because I don't know if I've ever mentioned it, but I actually did a skydive. It'll be 2 years in May. Emily was actually there.
I was.
I did a skydive for charity and in memory of my brother, and it was really enjoyable. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it really made me feel alive.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes you need parts of your life that remind you that, you know what, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Like, your job is everything, and yes, your job and your career is a large part of your life, but it's not the reason you're alive.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes having something that reminds you, you know what, I'm a little bean on a big rock.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, it's free will at its finest.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm thinking of the place where I did my skydive. There's a course, and it's quite spendy. I think it's about £1,000, which isn't too bad for what you get, to be fair.
No.
And you become a licensed skydiver. And then it's kind of like, then on the weekend, if I don't go out, it's like I can get up early on Sunday morning and go do a skydive. Do you know what I mean? Like, that would become my reality.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really cool thing to then, obviously, like, as you get older and, you know, like, in the workplace, if you're speaking to young people and stuff like that, it's like my hobby is, it's like that woman I told you about with the Northern Power Awards. She is
yes.
a human pyramid builder.
Yes.
Like, what kind of hobby is that?
Yeah.
But what an incredible hobby
and
to have.
You remembered it.
And you remember it.
Yeah.
And it's those kind of hobbies that you remember. And I think that really makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking into it.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of thinking as well, I don't know if I've ever even done a podcast, but I'm moving roles soon. As my apprenticeship ends, I'm no longer going to be an apprentice, but I'm moving into a full-time job at the bank where I work. So, because of that, I'm getting a pay rise, and I thought maybe I'll spend it on a nice bag, but I'm kind of thinking, do I just spend it on being a licensed skydiver?
Yeah.
So
it's an investment, really.
It is,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
I think,
and they also teach you tricks.
Oh wow. I just think, like, people do it, so why not you?
Yeah,
it's not like it's impossible.
No,
there's nothing really stopping you, so why not do it?
Exactly. And I think, you know, if I do the first day and I'm like, oh, not sure if I want to do this, I could back out, like, it's not
exactly
the
yeah, but I think give it a whirl. But I think hobbies are extremely important to balance your life out at the
minute. They give you value, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. I tried to get back into sport temporarily. Went back to netball probably a year ago, and the WhatsApp group was too intense. When you hit a certain age, I think it's either 16 or 18, you move into seniors with sport, which is basically open age. Yeah. It's like 16 or 18 and above. And it's a lot of mums in the group, which is not a problem. They get quite competitive. It can be quite fun. But the organisation that goes into this kind of sport now is ridiculous. The WhatsApp group would have 100 messages a week of people saying, who can come? Who's booking the court? Da, 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 da. And honestly, I couldn't keep up. And it was too intense for me that I haven't gone back since.
That's fair enough.
And I think I've now got like 800 notifications on my phone from that group, and I just can't even bring myself to open it.
I think it's the type of netball you were going to though.
Yes.
Because I used to go to one with my mum and it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's the type of people you're going with.
Yeah.
Maybe if you wanted to get into it, find a different one.
Yeah,
right. We're also saying tennis. We should start playing tennis
again. Yes, we say this all the time, but we do need to actually do it. It's definitely a summer sport.
Yeah, I mean, we can't do it this weekend or next weekend. Maybe the weekend
after. Maybe the weekend after, yeah. And I'm pretty sure a court is like £7.
Yeah, and so. I think it's kind of perfect considering we play yoga.
We play yoga.
We do yoga on a Saturday morning in the same town where the courts are.
Yes, exactly.
So we could do a tennis game and then go to yoga, or go to yoga and then do a tennis game.
Yeah. I think that would be really enjoyable because we love a yoga. Sorry, I'm just
loving it. Yeah.
Really been loving yoga, and that was just something that we just thought we'd just try, and now we do it every week.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon we've been doing it?
About a year, I'd say.
Yeah, probably about a year.
Like, it's not every week, like some months we only go once.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Look at all those cows. And stuff. All the cows are like in a line walking down the field. Yeah, I'd say we're not great. We've been very consistent since the new year.
Yeah.
It's when we go on holiday and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like as we said, I'm away this weekend, Emily's away next weekend. Next weekend there's an apprentice night out on the Friday night, and I think when you're out on the Friday, quite hard to get up and go to yoga.
Yeah.
Because yoga's 11, you need to be leaving your house by 10:30.
Yeah.
It, you know, if you're hungover,
it adds an extra layer to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we should incorporate tennis into our Saturdays. That would be really enjoyable.
I'm also, we're loving going, well, I'm loving it, going for coffee and some breakfast after.
Yeah, just making just a day coffee, of it, really.
And then you're home at like 2:00 and it's like,
yeah.
We had a lovely day.
Feels like you've been really productive. Unfortunately, I haven't started my sewing hobby yet.
Have you not made your skirt yet?
No, I bought the material. Just haven't got around to doing anything with it, which is almost worse because I've already paid for it.
Well, then it comes around, you'll have a free skirt.
Yeah, exactly. So I need to get back onto that, have a go at that again.
It'll come the right time. You'll be like, oh, this is a perfect time for me to do my sewing.
Yeah.
And you'll sit down at your machine and you'll do it.
Yeah. But I'm always amazed. So at the minute at work, we're doing like a walking challenge kind of thing. But it's not competitive, but it kind of is a little bit competitive. It's just an overall target for the whole team to have done like 1 million steps by the end of the month or something like that. And I'm so amazed by how many steps some people do.
Yeah.
Like there's some very active people at work. Mm. And I'm thinking, how do you manage that? If they can do it, I can do it. Like it's so hard getting 10,000 steps, but these people are whacking out 20,000 in a day. Like it's crazy. So,
I know. Well, we did a similar thing at my work in the summer. This year I could participate because I couldn't last time, so I was an apprentice. But
why?
Because technically, as an apprentice, like in this system, you're a con. Apprentices at my work, essentially, they don't really know what to do with you in terms of the benefit systems and stuff like that. And the specific benefit they get, it's called like the well-being or something like that. You're technically a contractor if you're an apprentice in this system, and contractors can't participate.
How annoying.
Yeah. So anyway, that was that. But this manager who was running it, I think I've told you this, he would work out like 45,000 steps a day. 40,000 steps.
How is that possible?
I know, because he would go for a walk, he would get up at, this is like in the summer, so it goes light at like 5 a.m. Get up at like 5, go for a walk. Then he'd go for a walk in his lunch hour. And then he'd go for a walk in the evening.
I mean, what
and
the hell?
And you're also walking around the office all day.
Yeah. So that is crazy.
If you're going for like is it an hour and a half-ish you do 10,000 steps?
I think so, yeah.
So say if you do an hour and a half in the morning, hour and a half in the evening, hour and a half in the afternoon.
Still 30, only 30?
Yeah, I know.
Bloody hell, what the hell is that man doing?
He was just like, you're like, how are you doing that many steps?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah.
Any other hobbies?
Not coming to mind, no.
No. No, I think, I do think sometimes listening to new podcasts can be quite enjoyable and give you a bit of motivation to do something else.
Yeah, that is true, I agree. I think sometimes it's just nice to try new things.
Yeah, I think it doesn't always need to be time consuming. Sometimes it's just like the little things that add up and make a difference. Like, what, something I also heard on the Mel Robbins podcast, mm-hmm. I can't remember who the guest was, but he was saying it's really important to do 5 to 10 minutes of something for yourself every single day. So he will, reading's a good one, in the morning when he's making his coffee, whilst he's waiting for the kettle and the coffee, whatever,
there's about
a 5 minute window. He's got a kettlebell in his kitchen and he does a couple of exercises for 5 minutes. And he says, it's just a little thing that I do every single day to show up for myself and do it. And I was like, what an interesting thing to do. I'm not really too sure why a 5 minute workout, but he's just like, it just makes me feel a bit awake. And he's like, you know, similar things like just having a 5 minute stretch in the morning. Yeah. Sometimes you only need 5 minutes to add something into your life and incorporate it. It doesn't need to be a whole hour of session of netball every single week or going and doing crazy skydive, but they're also very important. So I think it's hard sometimes to try and find the balance of trying to do too many things at once, but sometimes 5 minutes is all you need.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm really trying this year to put more into hobbies and into myself.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to do something, I should do it.
Yeah.
No matter if someone can come with me or if not. Like,
yeah.
I think sometimes the best thing you can do is be by yourself.
Yeah.
And have some alone time.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I've been sleeping awfully this week.
Oh, really?
Don't know what it is. Yeah. I think it is because, obviously, last week I was reading all week.
Yeah.
I'd like to think it was that, but I have been going to bed at 10 o'clock, past 10 o'clock, which is quite late for me.
It is late for you.
Right, guys, I feel like we should wrap it up.
Yeah, let's call it a day there. Thanks for listening.
It was a pleasure to have you all with us today.
Yeah. And talk to you later.
Ta-da! Bye!